For the next 30 days, consider praying 10 Hail Marys every single day, 3 in the morning and 7 in the evening. In the morning, pray 3 Hail Marys in honor of and in thanksgiving to the Most Holy Trinity, along with the invocation, O my Mother, preserve me this day from mortal sin, after each Hail Mary. This is called the 3 Hail Marys devotion. Our Lady promises that those who keep this devotion during their life will obtain the necessary graces to avoid mortal sin, and at the hour of death, she will keep any hostile powers away, fill the soul with the light of Christ's wisdom, so that all the darkness of ignorance and error will be dispelled, and also fill the soul with the sweetness of the love, tenderness, and mercy of the Holy Spirit. In that last hour, she will change the bitterness of death into divine sweetness and delight. In the evening, pray 7 Hail Marys, in honor of the 7 sorrows of Mary. The prophecy of Simeon, the flight into Egypt, the loss of the child Jesus, the meeting of Jesus and Mary on the way of the cross, the crucifixion, the taking down of the body of Jesus from the cross, and the burial of Jesus. Our Lady promises to those who keep this devotion that she will grant peace to their families, that they will be enlightened about the divine mysteries, that she will console them in their pains, and she will accompany them in their work, that she will give them as much as they ask for, as long as it does not oppose the adorable will of her divine Son, or the sanctification of their own souls, that she will defend them in their spiritual battles with the infernal enemy, and she will protect them at every instant of their lives, that she will visibly help them at the moment of death, and that she will help them die in a state of grace, purified and ready for judgment. These 2 devotions will change your life for the better. Saint Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows, who had a great devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows, said this of Mary: "Love Mary. She is lovable, faithful, constant. She will never let herself be outdone in love, but will ever remain supreme. If you are in danger, she will hasten to free you. If you are troubled, she will console you. If you are sick, she will bring you relief. If you are in need, she will help you. She does not look to see what kind of person you have been. She simply comes to a heart that wants to love her. She comes quickly and opens her merciful heart to you, embraces you and consoles and serves you. She will even be at hand to accompany you on the trip to eternity." And of the Hail Mary, St. Louis de Montfort said this: "Few Christians, however enlightened, know the real value, merit, excellence, and necessity of the Hail Mary. It was necessary for the Blessed Virgin to appear several times to great and enlightened saints to show them the merit of it. They have composed entire works on the wonders and efficacy of that prayer for converting souls." So with this in mind, let us pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.